It's Tuesday, the 24th of September, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. The Namibian economy grew by 3.5% year-on-year in quarter two of 2024, down from 4.3% in quarter one and slightly below the 3.6% growth in quarter two of 2023. This marks 13 consecutive quarters of growth since a contraction in quarter one of 2021. Nominal GDP reached 59.5 billion Namibia dollars, with real GDP at 39.1 billion Namibia dollars for the quarter, Simonis Storm economist Hallelujah Ndimulunde.
Tertiary industries, specifically financial services, drove much of this growth, with a strong growth of 30%. Primary industries such as mining and agriculture underperformed the most, with mining sector contracting by 6.6% due to lower diamond and uranium production. Secondary industries, specifically manufacturing, also saw modest growth of 1.5%. While the outlook remains positive with easing inflation, rate cuts, improved tourism, and expected consumer spending, challenges in mining and agriculture will dampen overall growth momentum.
The third annual BCX Namibia Transform Summit, themed Guardians of the Cloud, Securing the Future, takes place tomorrow. It will bring together industry leaders and decision makers to address challenges and discuss solutions to future-proof organizations in the local ICT sector. Here's Gareth Peck, the Managing Executive of Cybersecurity at BCX.
The BCX Namibia Transform Summit is a platform for discussing the latest innovations and solutions in cloud security and cyber, as well as AI. As businesses in Namibia and across Africa embrace the digital transformation, the summit will focus on how organizations can protect their critical assets while navigating the ever-increasing and changing threat landscape which we see on a day-to-day basis. We aim to address key challenges such as securing data in the cloud, also building resilient cyber defenses while leveraging the newer technologies that come forth like artificial intelligence to stay ahead of potential threats.
The Namibia Petroleum Operators Association hosted a press seminar to help the public better understand the country's oil and gas sector. NAMPOA and BW Kudu Country Chairperson Dr. Klaus Endresen spoke about the economic challenges that the sector is facing.
The challenge is partially the huge investments that need to go in and a certain kind of risk profile, exploration risk, market risk, commercial risk. So you have to have the right framework and the conditions in the country to make this attractive for oil companies to take this big economic challenge on. The other part of the economic challenge is how to further integrate what is happening in the oil and gas sector with the national economy. And their challenge, that is how to develop the relevant supply industry that can provide us with goods and services that we require.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has set a new investment target of 2 trillion rand by 2028, following the early achievement of the country's previous 1.2 trillion rand goal. Speaking at the SA-US Business Forum, Ramaphosa invited US investors to explore opportunities in sectors like renewable energy, manufacturing, and infrastructure.
We are now in a new era. We are addressing the challenges that could have discouraged people to look at us as a very good investment destination. We are deeply honored that there are some 600 or so US companies that are invested in our market.
And the UK's Foreign Secretary has expressed deep alarm at civilian casualties from the escalating conflict across the Israeli-Lebanese border. David Lammy called for a ceasefire on both sides following the deadliest day of conflict between Israel and Hezbollah since 2006, as fears of an all-out war grow.
British Foreign Secretary David Lammy said he is, quote, deeply alarmed by rockets and airstrikes in Lebanon and Israel and resulting civilian casualties. He warned that further escalation risks even more devastating consequences and added he would emphasize his call for an immediate ceasefire from both sides at his meeting with other G7 ministers. Lammy's statement followed the heaviest exchange of fire between Hezbollah and Israel in the past year, with the Lebanese health ministry saying Israeli bombing killed 492 people on Monday. The UN Refugee Agency has said tens of thousands of Lebanese civilians are fleeing Israeli bombing in southern Lebanon, with those numbers expected to rise. Simon Gaitan, London.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.